think they're doing a little bit of cleaning, but this is the Peace Lane looking back in there. This is going on the outer road. As you can see, they're the very last turn in. And I don't know if there's anything down there. It's not paved past their, the entrance to their property. This is going back out. As you can see, there's the gas station on the right. Pretty big hill, kind of steep, can't see over it. It's kind of got a wonky intersection up there. You can kind of cross lanes. It's not signalized. It's not a roundabout. You can kind of cross. I can pull that up on a beacon and show you. It's kind of a different type of intersection. This is the drawing they provided to us of a site plan for the property. I'll let them discuss that, which one's the, I think it's the red or the homes proposed. And with that, I'll turn it back to you, Trent. Do you have any questions for me? You want to see?
Yeah, I just want to make a comment real quick. I noticed we swore a lot of people in tonight, and I just want to state for the record that it's really important for us that you're all heard tonight, and it's really important we hear all parties that have signed up to speak. But with that being said, that the applicant's going to speak first, but then anybody else that's going to speak, there will be a timer tonight, which was discussed earlier when we discussed it. And it'll be in the top right corner. So if you see me give you kind of a funny signal, we're just going to try to do that to keep us here, because otherwise we're going to be here all night, because there was a lot of people that we swore in. So if we can just be respectful of that, we'll do our best to make sure everybody can say what they have to say, and we'll listen to what everybody has to say, okay? All right, so with that being said, if we'll go ahead and turn it over to the applicant, if you can come up, please, and we'll begin with you.
Could she bring these up to you?
Yeah, that's fine. And since there's four of y'all up here, just make sure that we state our names as we speak so we can keep it in the record of who said what.
Zachary Sims. My business partners, Ed Yassa and Ray Maynard, are here with me, as well as our director of operations, Pam Rios. We are the owners of the property at 167-221 and 420 Peace Lane in Ridgedale, Missouri. Thank you for the opportunity to get to speak with you today. We understand there are concerns about water, noise, traffic, trespassing, and neighborhood character. We have taken several steps to ensure that our rentals will not have a negative impact on the community. We have already successfully cleared the property of squatters, trailers, and homeless. We have included a few before and after photos to show you a little bit of the progress that has already been made. For the water on the property, we plan on adding three wells to take care of what we are putting in so we do not take away from anyone that lives in the surrounding area. As for noise concerns, we will not allow any parties, and there will be quiet hours being enforced. We want to respect those around anyone who is renting other cabins, but the surrounding area of the property as well. We plan on renting out at Airbnbs nightly. We'll screen all guests through the Airbnb platform. Concerning the traffic, currently there is a single wide road, enough for one vehicle only. We plan to add to the road to make it so two vehicles can be there safely, and we plan to maintain the road maintenance where our property is. This includes the road entrance. Concerns with trespassing onto other properties, we have signs posted to make it clear where the boundaries for our guests are. We will also give each cabin a map for the guests to follow to show them the boundaries, as well as where they can locate what is available to them on the property. The property will have a local contact available 24/7 to respond to any concerns. As for the character of the property, it will be maintained, maintenance regularly, and upkeep to top standards, fit for those of Airbnbs. Those we rent to any signs of problems will be immediately escorted from the property and will not allowed to return. We will provide designated parking for the guests. Currently, by the entrance of the property, there is a commercial gas station, and across the street is another commercial property. With us putting in our Airbnbs, we would be helping with the demand for lodging in the area, as well as help boost local economy, providing jobs for maintenance, cleaning, landscaping, entertainment, and transportation, allowing us to host responsible short-term guests, such as visiting families, tourists, and professionals. We currently have other Airbnbs that we are considered super hosts in Missouri and Arkansas for our high standards in both inside and outside how the properties are maintained and the standards of people we rent to. We want to ask you to consider approval of Peace Valley Airbnbs. We want to thank you for your time and consideration and can answer any questions you may have as well.
All right. I'm sure we'll have some questions for you. Thank you. Can you tell me a little bit about that road? So do you own the road or is that county road or?
So the you see where it comes off. My understanding is there's a recorded easement through our property for the properties behind us. And so that's where it, at the last meeting, it was a concern and we're okay with maintaining that portion of the road in order to and even making it wider, which would make our property, which would eat up some of our property. But we're okay with that if that's what accommodates everybody else.
Have you looked to make sure that you have a recorded easement?
So the I have not personally. I was told there was one by the family that we purchased it from.
Okay.
Before we actually closed on the property, if you see this house that looks to be like encroaching on the property line here on the bottom, yeah. So that's not on our property. Our property goes right up to that house and then behind it. We had spoke with him because there's we were told the easement goes along. You can kind of see that clearing. It's actually between the well house, that little tiny building there at the end, and their garage. And stopping while they were taking their deer stand down, we asked them, or they had asked, or off of our property, or soon-to-be property at that time, they had asked in the event that we develop it that we would consider moving a road to the other side of the well house, in which we were agreeable to do so. I would, if I can, also point out to the front of the property, the only thing in front of the property that we own to the in this direction would be the highway and the frontage road that was extended for a reason. And then to the above that touching commercial property, that's two gas stations. And to speak on the intersection, the 14 homes that we are considering putting there that are not going to be used full-time because they're Airbnbs, I would assume that the project that MoDOT did there to allow two gas stations capacity would, for I don't think 14 properties would overextend that.
Can I add something to that?
You bet. Just state your name.
I live in the area right there.
Just,
I'm sorry, I'm Ray Maynard, part of Peace Valley. I live in the area right there. I'm in them gas stations all the time. There's tons of traffic there and 14 more.
Okay, you so know, you live on...
I actually live across the highway over in Arkansas down by the lake.
Okay.
If you live off a boat dock road over there, which is Highway 14, okay. And I'm there all the time. Okay. And 14 more places aren't going to, that intersection is not going to sustain anything from 14 more people visiting there, you know, every once in a while. I mean, traffic is there all the time anyway.
Yeah. Okay.
Can I add to that?
You bet.
I'm Ed Yasa. Last time there was a concern of it being called a resort. We're kind of not going even near that direction with the way we're setting it up. At 14 cabins, that's 2 acres for each one. So it's nothing even similar to a resort. Also, the way the statutes are written, we can do long-term or short-term and have 14 cabins by the law. Based on what our company does, which we do about 300 rentals, maybe a little bit more now, the short-term tenants in this space, based on the income and the socioeconomic status of the neighborhood and this whole area, Branson, Ridgedale, is 19% below the poverty line. And so, you know, as far as qualified tenants go, there's a lot more money in short-term rentals and, you know, qualified applicants to stay in these places.
Sure.
Okay. Also, I'd like to add this to where I live over there. I have rental cabins already, and we're not building frat houses for parties. We're building things for people to come visit the Ozarks, enjoy Branson and all that. And I have guest books right here where people have wrote numerous reviews talking about how peaceful and quiet it is. We don't allow, we have what we call a quiet time state at 10 p.m. to 6 a.m. in the morning. So we don't allow partying. We don't have parties. We're building two-bedroom cabins. I mean, the most two couples are going to stay there. There's not going to be 12 people in each one having parties and 10 or 15 cars there. There's going to be two cars at the most.
Gotcha.
So we're just...
Across the street, too, there's, a big cedar. They have maybe 30 to 40 houses per acre, and so that's more of a resort style, just to be clear on.
Okay. All right, you guys have any questions?
Can you just make it very clear to me? You heard Cody Reed did, and we're just looking at what the error was that the previous board has made. I think I heard some rebuttals to maybe comments that were made, but what was the error that board has made?
So the documentation that they sent to us as an explanation was kind of unclear on what they actually felt was not right, in my opinion. But they basically said that it didn't fit the area. For me, it's the last property before you go into Arkansas. It's bordered to the front by a major highway, and it's neighbored by two gas stations. I would think that would not be far off to consider that as commercial property if you consider all the other properties in the area that would butt up to it.
Along with the increased jobs and local economy, cultural diversity.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, that's the challenge we're faced with here tonight is to make sure that we're all on the same page that it's not a matter of whether we think that it's a fit for it or not a fit for it. Our job, when you come to our board with an appeal, we have one simple job, which is very black and white.
Sure.
It's not on whether we think this is a great idea. So, I mean, that part doesn't matter to us as much as there was a decision made with the board before us. Was there error in law in the decision they made? And that's what we're after tonight. That's our main focus tonight.
Well, and to I guess follow up on that, the case in point is that they're saying that it doesn't fit the area, but it's bordered by commercial property and highway frontage. So to me, it's hard to argue that it's not possible that 14 homes can be put there and used as a nightly rental that on average – you're talking, we rent them 200 nights a year versus a long-term rental that can be there 365 days a year, that we cannot change for an entire year who the consumer is. Once we sign a lease, they're there. They can pile junk up. They can tear up the property, and we're stuck with them for 12 months. We also have lots of long-term rentals and are moving more towards short-term rentals for that reason. In this case, the commercial use nature is still in compliance. We've asked for a conditional use permit because we have no intent to sell the property. This is something we want to see done well and keep in our personal portfolios. And it from a commercial side, we should be coming in saying, hey, how many can we put in here and maximize this space? But we're saying, hey, within your zoning codes, we can go in and build 14 structures. The zoning in your county is one structure per every 2 acres. We've asked for 14 of these structures because whether we make them short-term rentals or long-term rentals, that's within your guidelines. And so that's what we're asking for because we know as short-term rentals we can take better care of them. It would be without saying that it's a revenue source for us as well, but for that case, we want to take care of them.
So there is some other details when it comes to compatibility too. Like, for example, you do have some neighboring properties that I'm sure that there's probably somebody here that's going to mention that they probably live in one of them houses.
Sure.
They're either rooting here for you or they're against you. But either way, whether they're for you or against you, something the compatibility falls in the category of buffering. Have you discussed any thoughts or what's your game plan on buffering this situation?
Yeah. To clarify your question, you're like between their houses?
Sure. Well, no, just in general, there's the whole section on buffering, like to separate or create a privacy between your nightly rentals versus...
We're open to fences and trees as seen fit.
We plan on that anyways, to separate the cabins to make them more seclusive, to each other. So it's not like you can see them.
These are Airbnbs. We put hot tubs with our Airbnbs for personal enjoyment. That's something that people want privacy in anyway, so we plan to put trees and fences and things to protect that privacy.
Do you plan to fence the entire property away from